You're tuned in to the Kojo Namdi Show on WAMU 88.5. Welcome. On Sunday, we mourn the loss of Peggy Cooper Kafritz, a pivotal figure in arts and education in our region, an art collector, philanthropist, and longtime head of the D.C. Board of Education. Kafritz had one of the largest private collections of African-American art anywhere, and although much of it was lost in a fire, she had rebuilt her collection in the nearly decade since. Perhaps, though, her most lasting legacy will be the Duke Ellington School for the Arts, which Kafritz co-founded in 1974. Joining us today to remember her in studio and later on to talk about what's going on in D.C. public schools generally is Mary Levy. She's a budget and policy analyst specializing in Washington, D.C. public schools. She's former director of the Public Education Reform Project for the Washington Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights and Urban Affairs. Mary Levy, good to see you again.
Good to see you.
And joining us by phone is Davey Yarborough. He is the director of Jazz Studies at the Duke Ellington School of the Arts. Davey Yarborough, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Davey, Peggy Cooper Kafritz was a longtime friend. What did she mean to you, and what did she mean to the arts scene here in general?
Arts in general. How about the ultimate arts advocate?
Yeah. We got an email from somebody named Mike who said, I had the pleasure of working with Peggy Cooper Kafritz while she chaired the D.C. Commission on the Arts and Humanities. We didn't mention that. She was a tireless advocate for cultural diversity, for individual artists living in the district, and for the integrity of the grant review process. What a loss for our city. Davey, you worked with Peggy at Duke Ellington. What was that like, and what do you remember about that experience?
Well, the message that I would give in reference to her is her advocacy for young people, not just the arts, but her love for young people and what she did to make sure that arts education and arts development was available for them. That's the very thing that drove me to want to stay with the school even longer. I mean, the whole mission of giving young people in the District of Columbia who would normally not have the opportunity to become to study with consummate artists and develop their craft without Ellington. And I know, as a Washingtonian, a native Washingtonian who didn't get private lessons when I was in school, didn't have access to private lessons, I see what I always wanted, and now I've had an opportunity to be able to make sure that young people in D.C. have that.
What comes to mind when you think of Peggy Cooper Kafritz? Are you familiar with the Duke Ellington School of the Arts, the school she co-founded? How important is arts education in your view? Davey, I'm glad you mentioned about growing up in D.C. You've had all of your schooling over the years in Washington, D.C., and Peggy Cooper and her friend Mike Malone had an idea for a public art school. They had been running a workshop for the arts since 1968, and that became a reality in the Duke Ellington School of the Arts, where you were the director of jazz studies. You've taught there for three decades. Tell us about her and Mike's vision at the time for the city and for that school.
Again, this making available, knowing the arts as they do, knowing the importance and the importance of the arts in human development as well as cultural development, they have the impact that they have had, and I say they, Mike and Peggy. It gave the district what it sorely needed. It gave the world what it sorely needed because of the product that have come from the school in those years.
You attended Whittier Elementary, Rabaud Junior High, Coolidge, received degrees from Federal City College, Howard University. What do you think life would have been like had there been a Duke Ellington School for the Arts when you were growing up here, David?
Well, I always imagined that because age eight, I knew that I wanted to be an artist. I knew it, and I lived for it. My connection, I guess, with Ellington when I graduated from college, when I got my bachelor's degree, I was actually assigned to Duke Ellington School as a student teacher. And I got a chance to actually experience what the kids experienced in the expertise of the artistry. There was a wonderful clarinetist, orchestra director by the name of Wallace Clark, who headed up the instrumental program, who I actually worked directly under. So I got it from a double dose. Once I got a chance to work with him and mentee under him, but then at the same time, I got to mentor the young people that were here who were energetic and had the same type of energy that I had in terms of artistic development.
Here's Michael in Washington, D.C. Michael, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I was Peggy's outstanding. I love her dearly. I'm a misser. I was in workshops with Careers in the Arts, and the things that she taught us, the fact that I went to my first Broadway play, I was in the 27th production of the Everyman Street Theater Company, and we performed outside of Lincoln Center in Prospect Park, and we saw Me Nobody Knows, Pearlie, and No Place to Be Somebody. She would really be missed. She's an outstanding woman. And the mark that she's made, the number of people who are now entertainers and stars and students who had average potential soared because of Peggy and Mike Malone. And I was thrilled that I got a chance to do a documentary on Mike and had Peggy in the piece. And you remember doing that at HUT.
Hey, Michael Nelson, thank you so much for your call. I've been seeing a number of your friends on Facebook, people like Chuck Nixon, who talked about Peggy having that kind of influence on them and in their personal lives also, because she was always willing to listen and help them with their problems. So thank you for your call. Here is Mona in Washington, D.C. Mona, your turn.
Yes, I want to congratulate Duke Ellington School and Dave Yarbrough. I am a recipient of one of the grants from the GC Commission of the Arts. I didn't know Miss Cooper very well, know of her, but she was someone to respect. As Dave Yarbrough, who is, I know him personally, his whole family and Esther and little Davey, they're very modest, artistic family, and the fact that he is in education to teach children, it would have been an ideal school. I wish I had a Duke Ellington to go to in Michigan. But thank you so much for all your community work, Davey, and for the supports of the arts. I hope that continues in D.C.
Davey Yarbrough, too, has become an institution in Washington. Davey, that just means we've been around for a really, really long time.
Yeah, and I'll accept that.
But Mary Levy, Peggy Cooper also entered politics. She successfully ran for president of the school board, which she led for nearly a decade. What role did you see her playing on the Board of Education?
She came into the office as we were coming off a period when the school board had been reconstituted after the system had been run for 4 years by a federally appointed control board. We were starting anew. We had a different system with half the representatives appointed and half those elected. Going into it, people thought that there would be a split between those two groups. There was not. But they had a lot of arguments with their leader. She was a person of such passion.
Yes. As I recall, Davey Yarbrough, prior to Peggy Cooper-Kafert's coming to the school board used to be accused quite a lot of micromanaging the schools. But after Peggy came aboard, it seemed all about Peggy Cooper-Kafert's to some extent, because she didn't suffer fools very gladly, did she, Davey Yarbrough?
Well, no, she didn't, but I would somewhat agree with you, because what I noticed, because I was here when she went on to the school board, she would be here before that, and her presence was in the building 24/7. But once she got on the board, she realized that having to deal with that and make sure that that was running correctly so that Ellington could run correctly, you could see the energy that was diverted from the immediate building into the D.C. Board of Education while she was there for her tenure.
She was not exactly known, Mary, as a consensus builder. She focused on things like accountability in a system that had been troubled for a long time. Let's hear a little bit of a comment that she made when we interviewed her at the time when she was head of the Board of Education here.
I am for what will make the classroom work for each kid the fastest. That's what I'm for. In order for that to happen, we have to make sure that kids are ready to learn. That means they have to be fed, clothed, housed, and parented. Okay? Those four things. The mayor can put that in place. But unless the mayor orders the relevant agencies to execute programs to do that, it won't happen.
That pounding sound you heard in the background was Peggy emphasizing her point by striking her fist on the table at the time. I'll start with you, Mary Levy. She was not known for mincing words. Did that, what you just heard, sound like the Peggy Cooper Kafertz you knew?
Certainly. And I think it's important to remember her contribution on Ellington after she left the school board, because the school system has a habit of smothering programs that are different.
Mm-hmm.
Too many people want to fit those square pegs into round holes. And she would not let that happen. And as a result, it's a different kind of program which is alive and thriving right now.
David Yarborough.
Yes.
Same question to you.
Oh,
how she put her energy back into the school.
When she got back, her energy was always, she was always fighting and trying to make the forces that be understand that you can't fit a square peg in a round hole. Duke Ellington School of the Arts, being a dual curriculum school that focused on the arts, meant that it had double the work and double the costs to operate. And a lot of times, things, you know, system-wide was, okay, this is a school, this is D.C. public school, it needs to operate like all the rest of them, but they don't. And, you know, they're getting the understanding across to the folks that allowed, you know, certain things and the certain resources that we needed. She spent most of her time fighting that battle.
David Yarborough is Director of Jazz Studies for the Duke Ellington School of the Arts. We hear him every evening in the theme music for All Things Considered. David, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me. And, you know, we've got to process this, but Ellington has to live on after the legacy that Peggy and Mike left us.
I think that's a shared opinion among many people in this city. David Yarborough, once again, thank you for joining us. I'm Kojo Nnamdi.
Thanks for listening to The Kojo Nnamdi Show, and if you're already a member of WAMU 88.5, thank you for your support. If not, it's easy to give online at wamu.org. Just click the donate button, and thanks.